The Hebrew Club. This is our last week, by the way, for about a month or so. Next week we won't have it. I'm going to be out of town for a while, and then school kind of winds down. But we're going to try to get through chapter 14 of 1 Samuel today. So we're on chapter 14, and we're going to start verse 24. Right there, remember Absalom is going to, this is just a little episode in which Absalom is going to be reintroduced to the king. Remember, the king said he could come back to the city from Geshur, but he wouldn't see him. So that's where we're going to pick it up in verse 24. Vayomer HaMelech Yisov El Beito U'Panai Lo Yireh Vayisov Avshalom El Beito U'Panai HaMelech Lo Ra'ah. Then the king said, Yisov, this is just a root from Savav, all right, to turn. Call imperfect. Then the king said, he may return, or let him return to his house. Upanai, but my face, that's just my face, lo yireh, he shall not see. Okay? So Absalom returned, again, vayisov is from Savav, to his house. But the face of the king, he did not see. I mean, notice the repetition. That's just kind of common. All right? Verse 25, Uke Avshalom lo haya ish yafe bekol Yisrael lehalel meod mikaf raglova ad kod kado lo haya bomum. Okay, here you get this interesting detail, and you're wondering, what in the heck does this have to do with anything in the story of Absalom when you see it here? And as typical, it's almost like, okay, this foreshadowing. You read something out of detail. Why would the author put it in here? You can almost bet it's going to come up later and play a part. All right, because it's just this anomalous thing. It doesn't have anything to do with it. So he's not seeing the face of the king. Okay, now here you have this. Ke, notice it's just a preposition. And like Absalom, lo haya, there was not a man. Okay, yayafem is an adjective that means handsome or beautiful. Well, beautiful for a woman, but handsome for a man. So handsome man. So like Absalom, not was there a handsome man in all Israel. Okay, everybody see that? In all Israel, there was not a man handsome like Absalom is how the order that we would put it in. Lehalel me'od. Remember, me'od is an adjective. It's a substantive, but here it's used as an adverb, greatly. Okay, lehalel is simply a pl infinitive construct from halal. Halal means to praise, so lehalel me'od. And like Absalom, there was not a handsome man in all Israel, so that one praised, so as to praise him greatly. Or we would notice it's kind of an impersonal construction. So that he was greatly praised. I mean, it's this little detail that he was handsome and people were always telling him about it. Okay? That's what it means. All right? Mikaf, from the sole of raglo, his foot, va'ad kod kado. Kod kod is the crown of your head. Okay? So from the sole of his foot to his crown, to the top of his head, not was there on him a mum. Mum means blemish. There's not a blemish on him. Okay, so from head to toe, kind of perfect. It's just this little detail. Why in the world is he telling us this now? Okay? Well, those guys who know the story know, but here's the other detail. It's kind of strange. Okay, first of all, any questions on grammar or syntax? All right. Verse 26. Uve galcho et rosho vehaya miketz yamim la yamim Asher yegaleach ki kaved alav vegilcho veshakal et se'ar rosho matayim shekalim be'evan hamelech. Okay, this, the first word, u vegalcho, that is simply a bait preposition plus the infinitive, a pl infinitive construct from galach, means to shave, alright, plus O, third masculine singular suffix. So it's kind of literally in his shaving. All right? But notice when you have bait plus infinitive, temporal is kind of a default, very common, ordinary thing that people mean by this. And So it would be, and when he shaved his head. Okay? And when he shaved his head. Now, here you have another kind of parentheses, vehaya, and it was from the end of days to days. Okay? Does everybody see that? From the end of days to days simply means yearly. That's a Hebrew idiom. When we would say he does it every year or yearly, that's from the end of days to days or days to days. All right? Asher yegalech, when he would shave. This is a PL imperfect from the same root galach. Okay, so it's kind of like this. When he shaved his head, now think the parentheses begins. Now, it would be or would happen yearly when he would shave. Because kaved, it was heavy, kaved, all right, because it was heavy on him. Okay? Ve-gilcho, and so he would shave it. Again, notice the repetition that we're getting. Again, this ve-gilcho is from the root galach. Piel, vav, plus perfect, third, masculine, singular. So notice galach is used in three different verb forms. Infinitive, imperfect, vav plus perfect here in the same verse. All right, and again, it's just very repetitive. When he would shave his head. Now, it would happen yearly when he would shave because it was heavy on him, and so he would shave it. End of parentheses. Okay, veshakal, that means to weigh, and he would weigh et se'arosho, and he would weigh the hair of his head at mataim, that's 200. Okay, meta is 100, and this is just a dual form. At 200 shekelim, at 200 shekels, Be'evan HaMelech, by the stone of the king, by, we'd probably say by the royal weight. All right. So notice this strange detail. All of a sudden, you're dealing with this whole thing about Absalom and his father, and all of a sudden stuck in here how good looking he is, and then how he had to shave his head every year because it was so heavy, and when they shaved it and weighed it, it was 200 shekels in weight, which evidently is a lot, and I really envy his ability to do that. Okay?
Like that, so
yeah.
So much hair.
Yeah, it's part of his beauty.
Virility.
Yeah, all of that stuff. See, so, but it's thrown in here at an odd time. Now, see, it's kind of foreshadowed because we know what happens. All right, and this all plays into what you're really going to see happening starting in chapter 15. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and just notice how again biblical narrative works in kind of putting these things in, and then you're going to come to it again. Okay, any questions through verse 26? Okay? Here's another interesting detail. Vayival du lav shalom shaloshabanim uvat achat ushmatamar. Hi hayata isha yefat mara. Vayival du, okay. And they bore. Okay, vayiva, and it must be in reference to his wife. This is a nifal form. They were born. This is from the root yalad, to bear, to bring forth, if you're a man, to beget. And it's a nifal, vav consecutive, third masculine plural. And they were born to Absalom. Three banim, sons, and bat echat, daughter one. So three sons and one daughter. And her name was Tamar. So notice he named his daughter Tamar. From the previous episode, remember that was his sister's name. Okay. She, Hayata, was a woman, Yefat Mara, beautiful of, beauty in appearance. Okay, so Yefat is a construct form. And notice, it's a way of showing how good looking she was in comparison to Absalom, you know, as you might expect the offspring. Okay, so here's the details. Verse 28, we get back to the regular storyline. Vayeshev Avshalom Birushalayim Shenatayim Yamim U Fenei HaMelech Lo Ra'ah. So Absalom lived, this is from Yashav, of course, Absalom lived in Jerusalem Shetayim, 2 years. This is from Shana, which means year, and it's just a dual form. So it's 2 years Yamim, days. And I looked this up, and this syntax occurs kind of five times in the Bible, and we would just in English translate the Shena time Yamim as 2 years. So Absalom lived in Jerusalem for 2 years. Okay? But the face of the king, lo ra'ah, he did not see. Okay? Vayishlach Avshalom el Yoav, lishloach oto el hamelech, velo ava lavo elav, vayishlach od shenit, velo ava lavo. Then Absalom sent, again from Shalach, okay, Absalom sent to Joab, lishloach, in order to send him to the king. Okay, so lishloach is simply a call infinitive, infinitive construct. So Absalom sent for Joab, and now notice the lamed, just purpose. Absalom sent to Joab in order to send him to the king. Velo ava, but he was not willing. Ava is simple call, third masculine singular perfect. Ava means to be willing. But he was not willing, lavo, to go to him. Again, call infinitive for bo. Okay? Vayishlach od shenit, and he sent for him, notice you have to understand that, a shenit, second time. Velo ava lavo. But he was not willing to come. So notice that Absalom sent for Joab twice. Twice Joab refused. Okay? Joab kind of did what he wanted, remember? Okay, any questions through 29? All right, verse 30. Vayomer el... This is funny. Vayomer el avadav re'u chelkat Yoav el yadi velo sham se'orim leku... Well, vehatzi tia va'esh, va'yatzitu abde avshalom et ha'chelka ba'esh. Okay, so verse 30, vayomer el avdav. Then he, namely Absalom, said to Avdav, his servants, Ra'o, look. Okay, that's from Ra'a, call imperative. Look, the chelkat Yoav, this is chelka, means portion, but here it means the field of Joab, or a field, the field of Joab, el yadi, at my hand, namely next to me or near to me. It's at my hand. So look, the field of Joab at my hand. Velosham, and to him there is se'orim, is barley. Okay, so notice there's a field of barley near Absalom. Okay, here's the imperative now. Leku, this is from Halak, go. Okay, call imperative, masculine plural. Go and, okay, this is Hatzi Tia. I'm sorry, Hatzi Tua. Go, and it means go and burn it with fire. Okay, that form, this is, it's from the root, first of all, Yatzat, to kindle. The hay in front of it is tells you that it is a hifil form. So yatzat in the call means to be kindled. The hifil, to kindle it. What's the strange pointing is simply because they want you to read this as an imperative hifil. Ha, zi, hifil imperative, masculine plural. So that last yud should be read as a vav. Ha, zi, tua. All right. The consonants have it formed as if it is a hifil perfect, first common singular. Hot zt. They don't want you to read that because that would mean and I will burn it. So they want you to read two imperatives, leku and then hatzi tua. Okay, go and burn it with fire. And so yatzitu. So the servants of Absalom burned. So again, that vayatzitu is a hifil from yatzat. And so the servants of Absalom burned the field with fire. Okay, any questions about the syntax? About the only thing difficult is that root yatzat there, which we're getting a couple times. So he burned the barley field to get Joab's attention, and it does. Verse 31. Vayakom Yoav, vayavo elav shalom habaita. Vayomer elav, lama, hitzitu avadeka et ha chelka asher lo ba'esh. Then Joab got up, vayakom, from kum, vayavo, and he came to Absalom, habaita, to the house. Okay, and he said elav to him, why hitzitu, did they burn? Again, this is from yatzah, hifil perfect. Why did your servants burn the field, which is to me, with fire, which belongs to me with fire? I don't know why they keep adding with fire. It seems totally redundant to me. But again, that's what they tend to do. Okay, verse 32. Vayomer Avshalom el Yoav, hine shalachti eleka lemor bo hena ve'eshlecha oteka el hamelech lemor lama bati migshor tovli od anisham. Va'ata ere pene hamelech ve'im yesh bi avon ve'hemitani. Okay. Then Absalom said to Joab, look, I sent to you saying, Bo, here's an imperative, go, or come here, I'm sorry, this is just a simple call imperative. Okay, I sent to you saying, come here, ve'eshlecha, so that I might send you to the king. This eshlecha, notice it's a, from shalach, call, cohortative form. That's why you have that comment say at the end. Following the imperative bo. So Absalom said to Joab, look, I sent for you saying, come here, so that I might send you to the king. In order to say, or saying, lama, why, bati, have I come? Call, perfect, first common singer from Bo. Why have I come from Geshur? Remember, he went from Geshur to Jerusalem. Better for me, still me there. Notice it's very terse. It would be better for me if yet was I there. If I was still there, okay? Good for me, yet I there. Ve'ata, and so, ere'e p'nei hamelech, let me see the face of the king. Ve'im yesh bi, and if there is in me, see, ve'im yesh bi, if there is in me avon, guilt, okay? Ve'hemitani, then he may kill me. This is from the root moot. And notice that the hay in front of it makes it a hifil, third masculine singular. Okay, so vav plus perfect. Third masculine singular plus the ni, which is the first common singular suffix. If there is in me avon, guilt, then he may kill me. Okay, questions? All right, a couple more. One more verse here. Wraps things up quick here. Vayavo Yoav el Hamelech, Vayaged lo, Vayikra el Avshalom. Okay, we'll stop there. Then Joab, so Joab went to the king, and Vayaged, and he talked to him. Vayaged, notice, is from Nagad, Hifil, Vav consecutive, and he talked to him. Vayikra el Avshalom. And he summoned Absalom. He called el Avshalom for Absalom. Namely, the king did. Vayavo el Hamelech. And so he, namely Absalom, came to the king. Vayishtachu lo al apav artsa. And he bowed down to him. Okay, this is one of those hishtafels from Chava. Remember this root to worship, to bow down. And he bowed down to him on apav, his face, artsa, to the ground. Lifnei Hamelech, before the king. Vayishkak Hamelech le'Avshalom. A vayishkak is from the root nashak, to kiss. Okay, call, vav consecutive, nashak, the nun is assimilated. And the king kissed Absalom. Okay? Now notice the story just ends there. The king kissed Absalom, and then, you know, we're going to move to chapter 15 and get a totally different time and place in the lives of David and Absalom. So the kissing obviously carries the import. Okay, they reconciled and they got back together. Things were as they were before. Okay, already we've seen a number of incidents in which you can see kind of the dysfunction in David's household, the lack of control that he has, the way that the relationships work amongst the siblings, all that kind of stuff is kind of messed up from our perspective. And we're getting kind of an inside view of that here, right? Yeah, it's a very, yeah, and it's one of those things where you have the greatness of King David, but his life is being kind of undermined by other things that, you know, become apparent. The same thing with Joseph, you know, he seems to be this great leader, but you overlook the fact that whenever the Egyptians want food, he makes them pay for their own food that they already stored until he's got all their lands, too, see? So you have that going on.
In verse 33 that are up there, edge, verse 33. down.
Yes.
Go follow it all the way over.
To the right hand.
That's S.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that sticking there for?
Oh, let's see. That tells you that remember there's a reading system here. So that's Seder Kaf Hey 25. So
okay, that's the same
as those. Yeah, so you see it in the Pentateuch, but you also see it here in these readings. So I don't know where the next one, if you just kind of look.
Well, I see them in the other ones. They usually aren't that long.
Yeah, notice the next one starts right, if you go to chapter 16, look right above the 16, Kaf Tet. So that reading continues there, so you would read that whole section in the synagogue.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was a little bolder than.
Yeah, it's a bigger section, yeah. All right? All right, you guys, thank you, and we'll be in touch when it starts again, and Jim, you'll still listen to us on the internet, right? Yeah, man. All right, you guys take care.